The Wonderful Tar Baby Story by Joel Chandler Harris. "Didn't the fox never catch the rabbit, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy the next evening.
"He come mighty nigh it, honey, sure's you're born, Brer Fox did. One day, after Brer Rabbit fool him with that calamus root, Brer Fox went to work and got him some tar, and mix it with some turkentime, and fix up a contraption what he call a tar baby. And he took dish yer tar baby, and he sot it in the big road, and then he lay off in the bushes for to see what the news was gwine to be. But he didn't have to wait long, nada, 'cause bimeby here come Brer Rabbit pacing down the road. Lippity, clippity, clippity, lippity, there's as sassy as a jaybird. Brer Fox, he lay low. Brer Rabbit come prancing long to where he spy the tar baby, and then he fotch up on his behind legs just like he was astonished. The tar baby, she sot there, she did, and Brer Fox, he lay low. 'Mornin',' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'Nice weather this mornin',' says he. Tar baby ain't saying nothing, and Brer Fox, he lay low. 'How does your symptom seem to suggestuate?' says Brer Rabbit, says he. Brer Fox, he wink his eye slow, and he lay low, and the tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. 'How you come on, then? Is you deaf?' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'Cause if you is, I can holler louder,' says he. Tar baby stay still, and Brer Fox, he lay low. 'You're stuck up, that's what you is,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'And I'm going to cure you, that's what I'm going to do,' says he. Brer Fox, he sort of chuckled in his stomach, he did, but Tar baby ain't saying nothing. 'I'm going to learn you to talk to 'spectable folks if it's the last act,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'If you don't take off that hat and tell me howdy, I'm going to bust you right open,' says he. Tar baby stay still, and Brer Fox, he lay low. Brer Rabbit kept on axin', and the tar baby, she kept on saying nothing. 'Twill presently Brer Rabbit drawed back with his fists, he did, and blip, he tuck a side of the head. Right there's where he broke his molasses jug. His fist stuck, and he can't pull loose. The tar helped him, but tar baby, she stay still, and Brer Fox, he lay low. 'If you don't let me loose, I'll knock you again,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. And with that, he fotch her a wipe with the other hand, and that stuck. Tar baby, she ain't saying nothing, and Brer Fox, he lay low. 'Turn me loose, for I kick the natal stuffin' out of you,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. But the tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. She dust held on, and Brer Rabbit lose the use of his feet in the same way. Brer Fox, he lay low. Then Brer Rabbit squall out that if the tar baby don't turn him loose, he butter crank-sided. And then he buttered, and his head got stuck. Brer Fox, he sauntered fort, looking just as innocent as one of your mammy's mockingbirds. 'Howdy, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'You look sort of stuck up this morning,' says he. And then he rolled on the ground and laughed till he couldn't laugh no more. 'I spect you'll take dinner with me this time, Brer Rabbit. I done laid in some calamus root, and I ain't gonna take no excuse,' says Brer Fox, says he." Here Uncle Remus paused and drew a 2-pound yam out of the ashes. "Did the fox eat the rabbit?" asked the little boy whom the story had been told. "That's all fur the tale goes," replied the old man. "He mought, and then again he moughtn't. Some say Judge Bear came along and loosed him. Some say he didn't. I hear Miss Sally calling. You better run long.